President William Ruto has delved into the ACK Mount Kenya West Diocese's leadership succession wrangles that have spilled over to the courts. President Ruto and other leaders called for a ceasefire over succession of outgoing Bishop Kagunda, who has been at the helm of leadership for 20 years. He called on the church to strictly adhere to the succession process as stipulated in their constitution. God is the one who will pick the next bishop. So, don't belabor too much and don't give yourselves sleepless nights. God will make the decision. It has already been announced here about the process of electing the new bishop, he Ruto said. The head of state told politicians to keep off meddling into the election process of the new bishop, saying the church must be given the chance to operate without interference. I want to tell my fellow politicians not to mix up the UDA elections with the election of the new Mount Kenya ACK Diocese Bishop. You might even find some politicians applying for that position. Please, let us allow the church to do its work. I will work closely with the new bishop that will be elected, President Ruto said. Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua appealed to the church not to be entangled by wrangles over leadership, but instead allow the right procedure to be undertaken. As Bishop Kagunda exits, let the transition to the new bishop be peaceful and non-confrontational. It is so sad when we read the papers and see men and women of the church tearing each other because of leadership. The legacy of Bishop Kagunda will be torn into pieces if we continue reading in the papers that there are endless conflicts, Gachagua said. I want to appeal to those who have gone to court to withdraw those cases and allow the archbishop to steer the church to the new leadership. The church should set an example to us political leaders of being peaceful in transition, he added. The head of the ACK Church, ACK Archbishop Jackson Ole Sapit, announced that he has officially taken over the leadership of the church pending the election of the new bishop whose process has so far been halted by the court. Archbishop Sapit said the outgoing bishop, during his consecration on August 8, 2004, had announced that he would step down from the office before the midnight of April 15, 2024. On the day of consecration, we also announce the day of our exit. In 2004, Bishop Joseph stood here and said that he would relinquish his office on or before but not later than midnight of April 15, 2024. That announcement was made 20 years ago. Those who have moved to court should withdraw that case, Archbishop Sapit said. I will be coming to chair the synod. The synod will give us a standing committee which will henceforth give us representatives who will participate in the election process. If you delay that process, I will continue being your bishop. I will enjoy continuing being your bishop. ACK does not leave a vacuum. When there is no bishop, the archbishop takes over, he added. On his part, outgoing Bishop Kagunda recalled how he has served with difficulties, pointing out some members of the clergy who have contributed to him during his tenure. I want to appreciate all the clergy of this diocese. I have ordained all these clergy and promoted them to all the levels that can be counted in the church, yet they have taken me to court. But I was not jailed. Two or three of them took me to court. All others are very good people, and they are still with me. Let us obey the bishop that will be elected so that he takes us to the next level, he said. Nyeri Governor Mutahi Kahiga said, as we stand here today, there are people who are not speaking about the hardships he, Kagunda, has gone through while steering this diocese. He has been taken to court and sometimes locked up. But he has served well. A high court in Nyeri issued an order restraining Bishop Kagunda from convening the 16th ordinary session of the Synod of the Diocese. Members of the diocese's synod are supposed to pick 16 representatives, amongst themselves, that will participate in electing the next bishop. Synod is the governing council of the church, which consists of the House of Bishops, the clergy and the laity. In the injunction orders issued on Monday last week, Lady Justice Maureen Adero stopped the synod meeting that was scheduled to take place on April 9 and 10 at Athaya Boys High School in Nyeri County. During Bishop Kagunda's 20 years regime, the diocese was marked with chaos and conflict that saw congregants exchange blows over leadership wrangles. The diocese boss was in the spotlight when he engaged in a legal battle with three priests from the church who were expelled for allegedly practicing homosexuality. Bishop Kagunda was consecrated on August 8, 2004 after replacing the diocese's first bishop, the R.T. Reverend Alfred Chipman. The diocese was created in 1993 after it was subdivided from the Mount Kenya Central Diocese. Chipman was consecrated on July 6, 1993. Already, Archdeacons Edwin Mbiri, Gerald Marithi, Peter Ngumo, Samuel Mwangi, Charles Otegi, Isaac Wanji and Reverend Sospeter Kuria have expressed their interest to vie for the position.